Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Udemy Base. Udemy Base. Halfway down. Tashma. Tashma. Yoshim Kilo Basuka. Layats Yedechavasi. Let's go back two lines. Amr Vidamashmo. Mutta Lishin Bakila Basuka. Let her go and sleep in a kilo, which is a four-poster bed, which the wall, the posts are not as secure. Alpha Bishesh Lagak. Even though it has a roof, so it has like an oil. But Vahusha Enigvaya Sora, and we saw Pshat and Rashi. Yesterday there was Enigvaya from the bed, not from the floor, but from the bed, from the mattress up to the ceiling of this like canopy was not 10 Tfachim. Toshma. Hayoshim Begil Besukah. Lo Yotzi Dechavasa. We have a Bryce that says that if you sleep in a kilo or in a sukkah, you're not Yotzah. It's hackered. Rav Yudah Mishmur just say that you are Yotzah. Here we have a Bryce that says you're not Yotzah. Someone says no. This Bryce is different.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
If it's 10 Tfachim high, so then it would be an issue. Meisvei. Hayoshon Tachas Hamito Besukah. If somebody sleeps underneath the bed, yeah, very high beds, so there's a big gap between the floor and the bottom of the bed, so you can sleep underneath, you can crawl underneath. So someone crawls underneath the bed and he sleeps there inside the sukkah. Sukkah's in the bed and he's sleeping underneath the bed. Lo yotzi de chavasi. As you see that when you're in another oil, you're not yotzah. If you're not under the schach, but you're under something else, you're not yotzah. So how could Rav Yudah Mishmul say that if you sleep in a kilo in a four-poster bed, you would be yotzah? So the Gemara answers, Hatargum Shmuel, the Mito Gvaya Soro. We're talking about that this, when he's sleeping underneath the bed, this bed itself is 10 Tvachim high. The legs of the bed are 10 Tvachim high. So when he's
created with free version
bed,
for non-commercial use,
he is in a separate oil. He's not sleeping in the sukkah. He's sleeping underneath the bed, not underneath the schach. Therefore, he's not yotzah. Okay, another brisa. Toshma. Oi. Shepires agabe knifos. If somebody spreads a sheet over a four-poster bed, he's not yotzah. Psula. It's possible he cannot sleep underneath this. You see that when you're in a separate oil, you're not in the sukkah. You're in this aisle. So Mar says, no, there as well. That when it says over there that Gabe Knifos, if you're sleeping on a four-poster bed with a canopy over it, it's possible it's talking about that the height of these posts are 10 Tfachim high, and therefore you're in a separate aisle. It's not considered sleeping inside the sukkah. Freg the Gemara of the Ha. The Ha always introduces the question. We didn't learn like this. The Sanya we learned.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
It's Shnaim, two posts. The Knoifos Arbo. The definition of a Knoifos bed is four posts. A four-poster bed. Pirus Agabe Knoifos. If somebody goes and he spreads the sheet on a Knoifos on a four-poster bed, Psulitz Pasul. Agabe Niklitin. Kshera on a Klitin. That means there's no roof. It's like a tent on a two-poster bed, and then you just put a beam across and you drape something over it. It's kosher. Ubavad, this that by on a two-poster bed, it's kosher. This brisa adds on one condition. Ubavad shelo yehe neklitin gevoyin min hamita asara. The post shouldn't be 10 tfachim high. Okay, so that's the end of this brisa. So let's just see again. What did it say over here? Said that the Kanifa is four, right?
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
A two-poster bed. On a Kanifa is it's possible. On a Nakliton, a two-poster bed will be kosher as long as it's not 10 Tfachim high. Mechlal. And so you can deduce from here that this that is said by a Kanifa is always possible, right? Only by a two-poster bed, do we differentiate between 10 Tfachim high and not 10 Tfachim high, which is, you can mashma, and when it comes to a four-poster bed, whether it's 10 Tfachim high or not, it's always going to be no good. Mechlaud de Kenifes, Ava Pisha Engavoya, sorry, even if it's not 10 Tfachim high, it's going to be no good. Rav Yudah Mishmul said That's only an issue when you're sleeping underneath something which has a height of 10 tefachim, and then it's considered a separate oil, and I'm in this separate oil and not on the sukkah. From this brisa, that only differentiates by two poster beds, whether it's 10 tefachim high or not, mashma, then a four poster bed, even if it's not
created with free
high,
version for non-commercial use.
You want to have a holiness of 10 tefachim, still be no good. And Yehuda Mishmol said, only if it's 10 tefachim is it no good. Samara says, you're right. Shani Knifos the Kaviyi. Knifos, the four-poster bed, this type of a bed, it is very secure. And the posts are very, very secure. And therefore, it's considered a permanent oil, like a separate oil, even if it's not 10 tefachim high. Right, so normally by other cases you need to have a space, a halal space of 10 tefachim, but by kvi, a four-poster bed, which is a permanent structure, it's so permanent it gives it its own chashivas, even if it's not 10 tefachim high. Okay. Fegdu mara kasha now. Vaharei sukkah gabi sukkah, a sukkah on top of another sukkah, the kvi, that's quite permanent. It's not just some flimsy sheets of things. One sukkah on top of another sukkah. We learned earlier that Shmuel said,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
If it's 10 tefachim high. So the top sukkah has to be 10 tefachim to make it a problem. So you see the definition of oil has to be, that's 10 tefachim. The answer is like this. Amri, it's like this. Hasam over there. The lemifso sukkah, to passel the bottom sukkah, basara, the top sukkah has to be at least 10 tefachim high. Hach over here, the lishavia oyola, to make it into an oil, to an independent tent, then even botza ma'asara nami ava oil, even less than 10 is already considered like a oil. Right? So if it's something which is permanent, even if it's less than 10, it's already considered a oil in and of itself. Okay, says Mu'abaita Oma Rav Tachlifa Barvimi Oma Shmu. Hayoshon bekilo orum. In the olden days, right, they didn't have pajamas. Pajamas is a modern invention. People had clothing, they didn't have pajamas. Right, so very often, someone got
created with
night,
free version for non-commercial use.
Just undress, completely undress, right, and go straight. And that's, maybe that's why they had those four-poster beds, right? So sneeze dick, right? So they'll be in a closed, covered, enclosed area. Somebody walk into the room. We're not seeing them in an unsneezed way. But if you want to say Shema, Krishma Shalamita, you'd be stuck. Right? Because he's not dressed appropriately. So you'd stick your head outside of the curtains that are draped around the bed. Right? So then you're not seeing the erva. It should be okay. So that's what we're discussing over here. Hayoshan Bekila Arm. Someone's in a kila. Kila was like a four-poster bed. Wasn't as permanent as a kenifos, but it was still a four-poster bed with the drapes, the cloth on top and coming down the sides. He wants to say Shema, so what does he do? Maitzi reisha chutz lekila.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Out of the kila. Right? So he's out of the cloth that's going around, the curtains going around the bed. The Kaya Krishma, and it can say Krishma. Right, so Rashi explains the Lomdus over here, the last Rashi on the Omuds. Right, the Kaya Krishma says Rashi, the Kivin, the Lav Oyelhu, it's not considered the oil. So Loy Arminam, we don't say, Lamokim Sharu Bay Sham Rashi. We don't say where his rove of his body is, that's where his head is, Sham Rashi Nizrak. That's where his head is. And the litzot should be osa because of liyeh b'chayv is dava. Ella, arehu k'maitzi reisha chutz l'chalukai. Right, you're wearing your clothing, so if he has like a nightgown of some sort or a dressing gown, right, his head is outside of the dressing gown. Dressing gown is from the shoulders down. Right, his head's beyond that. Like, so if you wrap yourself in clothing, right, and your head's, or towel, you wrap a towel all around you, right, your head's out of the towel. Right, so the erev is covered.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Kila, because it's not such a permanent structure, the curtains around the bed are not worse than a towel around myself. Right, so therefore, I can stick my head out. It's like a towel wrapped around my from my shoulders down, and I can say Shema. If, however, I'm in a room, I'm in a house, right, and I don't have anything on, and I want to say Shema, if I stick my head out the window, that doesn't help, because where your body is, that's where your head is. And this is clothing which is covering the erva. So this kilo, because it's not a permanent structure, the cloth, the drapes, that are the curtains around the bed, is not, we view it like a towel wrapped around himself. So let's see it again. Amar Rav Tachliva Barvimi Amar Shmuel. Hayoshan Bekilo Arim. Someone sleeps in his four-poster bed and he doesn't have anything on. Maitzu Reish Chutz Lekilo. He pokes his head outside of the curtains. V'kayra Krishma and can say Shema. Meisvei will ask a stira. Hayoshan Bekilo Arim. Someone sleeping in a kilo arm without anything on. Lo Yaitzu Reish Chutz Lekilo.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Do what we just said. So the Gemara answers. Ochem Maskinim B'Shagoveya Asara. When it's 10 Tvachim high. So then it's like a oihel. It's like a tent, separate thing. And because it's like oil, it's like a house, just like you cannot stick your head out the house and say Shema if he has nothing on, so too you cannot stick his head out of a kilo if this height of the kilo of the curtain, the four-poster bed, is 10 tefachim high. Hachinami mistabra. It makes sense to learn like that there's a differentiation whether it's 10 tefachim high or not. Meduktoni sefer. We learned in the sefer. Halamazah daima. What can you compare this to? L'oimed Bayis Orum, if somebody's standing in a house with nothing on, he shouldn't stick his head out of the window, the Yikra Kriya Shema, and say Krishma. Shema Mino. So you see from over here that this that we compare a kilo to a house, which is that this kilo, this four poster bed, has the height of 10 tefachim, and it's like a miniature house, a miniature room, and therefore
created with free version for non commercial use.
Out. But it says, with Bayis Nami, yeah, and concerning a house as well, afa pisha en gavoy asara. A house is even more chomer. So I have a very small house, right? And he wants to stick his head out the house and say, out the window, and say Shema, he cannot do that. Kivin de kaviya oyala, right? Since it's a fixed structure, right? So even if it's less than 10 tefachim and has a din of a structure of it, like a tent, and it'd be no, like a, something like a bias, and it'd be no good. The Lagara Mekanifa, it's not worse than a four-poster bed, which is a fixed structure that it would be even less than 10 tefachim would be an issue. Okay, Lishna Achrino. Everything we learned, but we learned it in not as a question, but as a raya. Lishna Achrino, Amilo, other people learned this whole sugi as follows. Amre Vidom Shmuel, Mutter Lishon Bekilas Chasanim. A person is allowed to sleep.
Created with free chasanim, version for non-commercial use.
It was like a four-poster bed, a two-poster bed, a sukkah. So if you have two posts and a beam across and cloth draped over it, you can sleep in that kilas chasanim inside the sukkah. The fi she'en lagag. It doesn't have a roof. It's more like a tent above the bed. And therefore it's okay. Afa pisha gavaya sora, even though it is 10 tefachim high, but because it doesn't have a roof, it's like a tent, upside down V shape, so therefore it's okay. Meisvei, hayoshon bekilo besukkah. We learned that if somebody sleeps in a kilo in a sukkah, lo yotzi dei chavasai. So the Gemara says, achem haskun v'yesh lagag. If it's a four-poster kilo, then you cannot sleep inside it. Inside the sukkah. If it's a two-poster kilo, then you can sleep inside it, inside the sukkah. Tashma, niklitin shnayim. A niklitin type
created with free version for non-commercial use.
And you drape cloth over it. Kanifos is a four-poster bed. Arbo is a four-poster bed. Piris agabe kanifos, if somebody puts a four-poster bed inside the sukkah, psula, it's possible he cannot sleep inside it. Agabe niklitin, if he puts a neklitin inside the sukkah, a two-poster bed with the cloth on top of it inside the sukkah, kshera, it's kosher. Ubavad, on one condition, shaloi yihu neklitin gvoy min amita asar tefachim. That the neklitin, the posts of the bed, shouldn't be higher than 10 tefachim. So make a dik, ha gvoy min amita asar, psula. If it would be higher than 10 tefachim, a two-poster bed higher than 10 tefachim would be possible. Even though it doesn't have a roof. And we just said before that if it's a two-poster bed, it's fine because it doesn't have a roof. Here you see that if it's a two-poster bed, it would be
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Even though it doesn't have a roof. So where it says, Shanin a klitin de kvi. If it's these klitin are fixed, permanent to the bed, then it would be no good. Even if it's doesn't have a roof. If it's 10 tefachim, but doesn't have a roof, it would be no good because it's fixed. Where it says, ikvi, if it's fixed, let it be like a four-poster bed that we passel by a four-poster bed, even if it's not 10 tefachim high. Why does it have to be 10 tefachim high? So the Gemara says, the gabe kanifa is loikvi. If you can going to compare a nekliten to a kanifos, it's not considered a permanent structure. The gabe kilo kvi, concerning a kilo, then it is considered a permanent structure. So it comes out that we have three different types of beds over here. You have a kilo, right, which is a two-poster bed. It's not fixed at all, right, so therefore be okay. If it's
created with free version for non-commercial use,
tall and one tefach wide, so it has a roof, it would be no good. Kanifos, which is fixed, would be possible even if it's not ten tefachim high. And neklitin, it must be, to passel it has to be, the neklitin will be ten tefachim high, I think, and then it would be, if it's ten tefachim high, it would be no good. Less than ten tefachim, it would be okay. Okay, Dorish Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Rav Huna dashent, and he said like this, Moto lishon bekilo, you can sleep inside a kilo, afa pishesh lagag, even though it does have a roof, afa pishesh gvayasara. Wow. He says a kilo that has a roof, so it has a flat roof, and it's 10 tefachim high, it would be kosher. It says, come on, who's it going like? It says, Krib Yehuda.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
It says like this, loy osi oil arai, a temporary structure cannot come and nullify a oil kava, a permanent structure. So the sukkah is a permanent structure. Then you put in a bed inside the sukkah, right, with this flimsy material around it. That's considered the oil arai. The oil arai cannot come and be mevatel the oil kava. The snan we learned. Omer Abiyuda said, noyegin hayinu, was our practice, lishon, to sleep, tachas hamita, underneath the beds, b'fnei hazakenim, so the elders, the zakenim, the talmidei chachamim, were in the sukkah, there was no space, we used to sleep underneath the beds, and they didn't say anything. Now, a bed is not a permanent structure, something you move, especially into the sukkah, out the sukkah. The sukkah is the permanent structure, so you see that a temporary structure sleeping underneath the bed
created with free version for non-commercial use
to say that you're not sleeping in the sukkah. So if you sleep underneath the bed, it's okay. So too, if you're inside a kilo, even if it has a gag and even if it's 10 tefachim high, it would be okay. So my zakasha of aleimo halacha Krib Yehuda, why did Rabbi Bar Rav Huna say that you're allowed to sleep inside a kilo? Just say Rabbi said the halacha is like Krib Yehuda, that what, that oil arai, it's not mevatol oil keva. So the Gemara says, "Iyom halacha Reb Yehuda." If you're going to say the halacha is like Reb Yehuda, because Reb Yehuda said that we used to sleep underneath the bed, have a mina. I would have said, "Hani mili mito." That's only by a bed, the legaba asuya. The purpose of the bed is not to make an oil. The purpose of the bed is to sleep on top of the bed. So what's underneath the bed? Would you consider underneath the bed as a tent? No one would look at underneath the bed as a tent. You'd say a bed is to sleep on top, but what's underneath? Nothing. So therefore, if somebody sleeps
created with
the
free
bed,
version for non-commercial use,
that's not considered that he's sleeping in a separate oil, because the purpose of the bed is not to make an oil underneath it. The purpose of the bed is to sleep on top of it. So therefore, if you sleep underneath the beds, that does not make it that you're not sleeping in a sukkah. At hanim milimito de legabo asuya. The purpose of the bed is to sleep on top of it. Therefore, underneath it is not considered oil. Avo kilo, when you have this kilo with the curtains around it, de le toicha asuya, the purpose of it is to sleep inside it, so it is considered the oil. A maloy, I would say you're not allowed to sleep inside it. So therefore, kamash malon, the chedesh over here is the time of the Yehuda. The reason of the Yehuda is, the loy osi oil arai, an oil arai cannot come a mevatel oil kava and nullify the oil kava, which is the sukkah. Loy shna mita, doesn't matter whether he's sleeping underneath the bed,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Inside the kila, the fact is, the sukkah itself is a more permanent structure. The bed with the curtain around it, with the roof curtain over it, is only a temporary structure, and therefore, le'osa oil arai and mevatel oil kava. Right, so that finishes that sugya of oil. Now let's have a look at the schach. Says the Mishnah, hidlo lesa gevin. A person has a vine growing, right, and he takes the vine and he sort of pushes it, and he lifts it to go over a sukkah. Still connected to the ground, and he has ivy or a grapevine growing over the structure, and then he puts some, mixes it with kosher schach. What's the halacha? Hidlo alo asa gefen. Somebody lifts and he pushes the grapevine over his sukkah. Gefen is a grapevine. Delas is like gourd. Melons v'sakisoim is ivy. V'sichech agabo. And then he puts schach on top of it.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
It's going to be posel. Right? Why is it posel? So Rashi says, because you cannot use schach, which is connected to the ground. It's mechub l'karka, it's no good. It has to be ba'osvacha, when you gather in, migreinchum yikvecha, when you take in the produce. Right? So anything connected to the ground is no good. V'moy yisicheich habemem, so you only have a very thin layer of the vine that's connected to the ground, but most of yischach is kosher schach, so therefore you mevatel bereiv the vine that's connected to the ground. Oisha kotzeson, you cut it, kshayro be kosher. Zerkla, kosher makabo tuma, anything which is makabo tuma can become tome. Ve'en gedulei min ha'aretz, this produce that you're using, whatever you have in your hand, the products that you have in your hand does not grow from the ground. Ein mesachach hamboy, you cannot use a v'schach. V'chodov she'enu makabo tuma, it's not makabo tuma.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Mesachach hamboy, you can use it for schach.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.